Encouraging every step, you're listening to Walk FM. My name is Kyle, and I'm doing our Community Matters interview today with Pastor Larry Green. He is the pastor at River Cities Community Church in Huntington, and they have a couple of prayer ministries that I thought might be interesting for us to talk about today. For instance, they recently launched a new prayer line. It is a 24-hour line that you can call the number and pray with somebody anytime that you need to. And so, Pastor Green, would you tell us a little bit about that prayer line? Where did the idea come from? How did you get started in having a 24-hour prayer line at your church?
Well, one of our members has been participating in this for over a year, and it is a nationally known prayer line. There's over 800 prayer volunteers that participate in this, and you receive training, and then they assign you a two-hour block of time. And so he mentioned it to me, and I thought, man, that's a great way to elevate the prayer atmosphere of our church. And so we have been enlisting recruits. We have had little prayer business cards printed up so you could give them to friends and acquaintances and family members in case they have a need for prayer any time of the day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year, and then, of course, encouraging our people, if they have an emergency need for prayer, to participate in that and to call the prayer line.
Okay, and so it's a national line that you guys are kind of partnering with? Is that how it works?
Yes, it's called Crisis Prayer and Crisis Referral Network. It's based in Florida. And we just are partnering with them. You know, there's no way we could do a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week prayer line just ourselves. And so it's really a neat ministry.
Cool. So you mentioned that you already had one member of your church who was doing this in the beginning. Are you now seeing other members of your church who are joining in and becoming part of the volunteer base for this?
Yes. In fact, we had one of our ladies go through the training on her own, and she had her first two-hour block of time and was able to lead two people to Christ. Her very first assignment, she was rather excited about that, and we are, as I said, enlisting people in our church. Would love to have people from other churches join us, and the training is about 2 hours long, and then you set up a time when you're available, and you go from there.
Fantastic. So now, when somebody calls into the prayer line, what should they expect? What's it going to be like when they call?
They will hear a friendly voice saying, "Hi, this is the Crisis Prayer Network. How can I pray for you today? My name is Larry. How can I pray for you today?" And it's just a first name basis. Everything's is anonymous. And the really neat thing about this is, as a prayer volunteer, I have a computer screen that comes up, and say the person tells me their name is Mary. So I'll type in Mary. And they're having marriage problems. Well, I'll click on the button for marriage problems, and a suggested prayer comes up on the screen for marriage problems. And you can use that prayer or not. You're not obligated to, but for some people who are a little hesitant about praying, you get a suggested prayer. And if the prayer is chock full of scripture, and so you're praying the scriptures for that person based on their particular need.
That's great. I know that you all also have another prayer ministry that you've been doing there, which is drive-through prayers. Can you tell me a little bit about how the drive-through prayer program got started?
Well, 2 years ago, right around this time of year, in fact, prior to the National Day of Prayer, we were kind of brainstorming as a church staff of, well, what can we do? You know, it's different for the National Day of Prayer. Well, one of our staff people came up with the idea of, how about a drive-through prayer? And I was thinking, say what? A drive-through prayer? What do you mean by that? Well, that people just drive up and share their prayer requests and drive off, just like a drive-through in McDonald's. Well, honestly, I was not real positive in thinking how that was going to work out, but I tell you, it was amazing. We have people standing out by Route 60. Of course, our location is ideal for it. We're right on Route 60, holding signs, drive-through prayer just ahead, and people pull into our parking lot. Then we have the folks who are there to pray with them. And again, it's basically, how can I pray for you today? And the person shares their need, and we pray right there with them through the car window. Of course, last year with COVID, that kind of shut that down. That's why I said it was 2 years ago. But we've done it several times since then. I knew it was a winning situation when the very first car that pulled in was a grandmother and her daughter, and they pulled in and said, we had just dropped off our granddaughter to the drug rehab place. We really need prayer. I'm like, wow. And, you know, our church has been just startled, frankly, with the number of needs of people that drive by our church each and every day. And that drive through prayer has demonstrated that. Come to find out, there's several other churches that have been doing it all along. We did not know about it. We thought of it all on our own, but well, no. Churches in Texas are doing it, and it's just a really great outreach to the community.
You mentioned that because of COVID, it kind of put a damper on that particular ministry. Have you been able to resume the drive-through prayers?
Yes, we did late in the fall last year, like November, and then we're planning on kicking it back off the National Day of Prayer, first Thursday in May this year. And then we'll do it, have it about once a month, all through the summer and fall months to enlarge our outreach.
Fantastic. Now, you kind of already touched on this, but I want to ask, why are these prayer ministries so important to your church and to our community?
Well, so important to our community is the bottom line. We are all very needy people. I mean, we're broken people. Sin has invaded our homes. Maybe it has not impacted our lives individually because of our relationship with Christ, but we have family members and friends that that are broken because of sin, and they need prayer. For our church, as I said, it shows the tremendous needs that are driving by our church building every day. And like the old song by Steve Green, people need the Lord. And it is demonstrating to them in a real way that, yes, people do need the Lord, and we can just give them a touch of God's love by praying for their needs. And it's been well received by our church.
Amen. And I wanted to ask, Pastor, what would you say to the average person who maybe feels a little bit intimidated about the idea of asking for prayer?
Well, first of all, if you're coming for the drive-through, well, either one of these ministries, they're totally anonymous. We may ask for the first name because we want to pray specifically for Bill or Bob or June or Sally or whatever, but that's it. And we don't know who you are. You don't know who we are. And so we're just here to help. And that is the true with both ministries, the drive-through prayer as well as the crisis prayer line.
So if someone is listening and they really would like someone to pray with them, what should they do? How can they get in touch with somebody?
Well, with the crisis prayer line. It's 1-844-99-SHARE. That is our exclusive number, and it goes out to whoever is on the prayer line at that time. As I said, there's over 800 prayer volunteers that are serving each and every week on a two-hour block of time. In 2018, there were 173,000 calls to the prayer line for the Crisis Prayer Network. That is a lot of hurting, needy people. And so I'm just as excited as can be about this ministry, just to raise the prayer atmosphere in our church to a new level.
Amen. And if somebody wants to get connected with your church or learn more about River Cities Community Church, how can they get in touch with you?
Well, our phone number is 304-736-8197. They can call into the church office. Our website is roundchurch.net, and they can explore us on the web.
All right, there you have it. The number again, if you'd like to call and have someone pray with you, is 844-99-SHARE. If you'd like to learn more about River Cities Community Church, you can call them at 304-736-8197, or you can also check them out online, roundchurch.net. I want to say thank you so much to Pastor Larry Green for being our special guest on our Community Matters interview today. If you missed any portion of this interview, or if you'd like to hear the whole thing again, you can find it online at walkfm.org. If you are part of a church or an organization that's doing something to impact our community, I'd love to talk to you as well. Send me an email at communitymatters@walkfm.org. And who knows, maybe next time I'll be talking to you on our Community Matters interview. For now, my name is Kyle. You're listening to Walk FM. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.